Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just brings about a lot of clarity, especially in the area of obedience for her. And that any lies and deceptions are cast down so that she can really claim your promises and receive them because they're very good. Thank you for them. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. And also so she can bear fruit for your glory, because they really work so well. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but knowing that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. But you can understand persecution a lot better from Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays out in your own personal life. And then talking about the last part of the Nebuchadnezzar statue, which is communism, that iron, okay, not the whole system is communism, but an aspect of that iron is communism, okay, there's a lot more to it. But just want to touch one more time, talk to the previous podcast about how communism goes after private property, okay, and that the Holy Spirit may be taking you through trials right now, okay, to prepare you for that in the future. It depends on your age and things like that, but or even strange laws that are going to start being passed, are honestly starting already to be passed, even here in the United States, and maybe possibly pulling you out of the credit system, things like that. Just want to reiterate again, okay, to any sister that's listening, again, I encourage you to listen to the baptism. It's a teaching that's, I think, was put out maybe about 2 years ago or so. Because it goes into the full doctrine of everything. But I want to explain very clearly to any sister that's listening that you need, if he's baptizing something, because outwardly to everybody else, it's just going to look like you're not doing anything. Okay? Like you're going through a really bad trial and you're not doing anything about it. Okay? You're just kind of sitting there and letting, just like Jesus. Okay? He let himself die on the cross. He didn't get up and fight when Peter wanted to fight, right? He didn't run away. He just let himself die, okay? And he believed that the Father would raise him from the dead, okay? Outwardly, looks like you're not doing anything, okay? Inwardly, you are dying, and it is a very deep, 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 deep and painful trial, okay? There's a big death that takes place, okay? Because you're going to keep trying to save your own life. You're going to keep trying to fix things. You're going to keep trying to get up, because there's going to be a lot of fear there that the Lord won't be there, that you're going to step out in faith and wait upon him, and he's not going to show up. And it's just all of these deep, deep, deep things are going to take place inwardly, okay, that nobody else sees, okay? These trials are hard. They're very hard. You die, okay? And dying is not easy. Okay, but you need to be obedient, okay? You need to abide in that vine every single day. He will remind you every single day why you're going through this, what's going to happen, okay? How important it is, okay? And when you do that, okay, and you're obedient, then you come through on the other side and you're victorious, okay? And you won that trial and you claim your prize at the end, whatever it was, you get it back. It's been baptized, now it's kept by the Holy Spirit, and that's going to be extremely important, okay? It's important in any aspect if he's doing it, but especially with things like property, you're going to need that stuff later on. I've seen it with my own two eyes, okay? Where I look and I go, man, if I didn't go through this with the Lord, I would be in such a bad situation right now, okay? Because a lot of sisters will think, no, it's just grace, it's fine, I can just believe and go do this and everything will be okay. You're wrong. You're dead wrong. Dead wrong. You're lying to yourself. You're going to find yourself on the other end of the trial and have lost and not understand what happened. And you didn't obey him. You need to do these things. So Jesus said, no, I'll be fine. I can just get up and walk away from the cross and everything. But no, we wouldn't have been okay. Okay. You have to go through this process. Okay. The Holy Spirit's guiding you through it for a reason. You need to obey him. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, just ask for any sister starting her day that she just has a very fruitful day, glorifying you, humbling herself and abiding in that vine every single day. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen.